Hi, it's Holly Tanner.
And Justin Weaver.
We're from Something to Talk About, and you're listening to 90.7 FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Hi, I'm Jack Sensabar from Catskill, inviting you to listen to my show, Backtracks in Time, dedicated to the history of Greene County, its notable people and places, and the Hudson River. The fourth Tuesday of every month from 2 to 3 p.m., broadcasting live from WGXC's satellite studio at the Catskill Library. You'll hear interviews with local historians, longtime residents with stories to tell, and archival recorded material. So please join me for Backtracks in Time every fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, your community radio station.
Desmarchand, a proud supporter of WGXC, is a men's and women's boutique featuring creative and classic clothing, shoes, and accessories. Now presenting our fall collections from European and American designers. Desmarchand.com. Desmarchind.com. On Warren Street in Hudson, New York. It's
All Together Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492 and leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about...
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
This is Tamro, and you've tuned into the Saturday edition of All Together Now. Today we'll hear radio news, local weather, features, and more. Stay tuned to your regional music show covering the Hudson Valley Capital Region from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. It's time for All Together Now.
This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network, network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Acre, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews.
Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Ellen Ferguson reports in Roll Call that the Senate passed its farm bill June 28th without the cuts to food stamps championed by Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook. The bill passed 86-11, with both New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand voting in favor. Next, there will be a Senate House Conference Committee after Congress returns from its week-long 4th of July recess to work out the differences. Chief among them is the House insistence to add more work requirements to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or food stamps. The Senate bill would also, unlike the House version, legalize industrial hemp production, encourage exports to Cuba, extend the flood insurance program, and allow grazing on some conservation lands. Read the full story in Roll Call. Chris McKenna reports in The Fray that 2 days after Antonio Delgado became the Democratic nominee for Congress in the 19th Congressional District, the House Democrats campaign group added Delgado to a list of 55 challengers they will fund in the fall campaign. Delgado is taking on freshman Representative John Faso from Kinderhook in November. Quote, Antonio Delgado has the strength, integrity, and dedication to give this community the voice it deserves, unquote, Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chairman Ben Ray Lujan said June 28th. Delgado led his six rivals in fundraising in the primary campaign and will now get more money from the national Democrats. Read the full story at The Fray. Audrey Matat reports in the Greenville Pioneer that Greenville is having trouble adding sidewalks in the town on Main Street. The town does not own some of the space for the sidewalks, and engineers are having a difficult time figuring out how to design the walkways. The grant funding the sidewalks only allows the project on public property. The town's options are to shift the roadway slightly or make the sidewalk handicap accessible by turning steps into ramps. But that would mean buying property to make it public. The town board will now discuss the project with the property owners to try and reach some solution. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a hot Saturday, high near 92 and a low around 71. Sunday should also be very hot, with a high near 95, low around 70. And Monday should be hot again, with a high near 93 and a low around 71. Time row for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Mike Goodwin reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Hudson Valley can expect six straight days with temperatures in the 90s this weekend, the first time since 2013 for such a heat wave. This weekend, temperatures are expected to reach the upper 90s. Sunday, July 1st could reach 97 degrees, with the heat index, a combination of heat and humidity, making it feel like 107 degrees. Meteorologists and medical experts do not recommend working outside in the heat and say everyone should drink plenty of water. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Television station WNYT reports that 99 immigrants arrived at the Albany County Jail June 27th, coming from San Diego. Sheriff Craig Apple says most came from China, Bangladesh, Nepal, or Cameroon in Asia. Apple said, and I quote, "I can't change what's going on in this country regarding immigration. It's well beyond appalling. But on a local level, I think I can take something that's horrible and turn it into something positive," end quote. The sheriff says interpreters and pro bono legal counsel are going to be provided for the immigrants. And you can read the full story on WNYT website. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that in Ulster County, it will soon be much more difficult to recycle. The Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency stops accepting single-stream recycling on January 1, 2019, and the town of Ulster won't accept single-stream recycling at its transfer station beginning August 1. Single-stream means mixed or commingling recycle, and eventually the paper, cardboard, glass, metal, and plastic needs to be sorted. But when it is mixed, the paper often gets contaminated, costing the recycler money. And recyclers are paying less for materials, with the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency claiming it lost almost $50,000 on its recycling efforts in the first 5 months of 2018. But Kingston Mayor Steve Noble is not buying this argument, alleging the board has, and I quote, "created a crisis and made this seem like a crisis, making it seem that our agency is stockpiling single-stream recycling, making it seem that we have no place to put it, making it that there's an emergency happening in Ulster County, and it's just not true," end quote.
and you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit
of WGXC.
Listen, each and every one of you out there, let me tell you,
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the big easy's out of you and me.
Oh. WGXC
is everywhere, man. He's in everything.
Chatham High School, Hudson High School, John L. Edwards Primary School in Hudson, Kara Durham High School, Catskill High School are some of the schools WGXC has broadcast from.
He's in everybody.
WGXC.
He's in your jeans. He's in your cheeseburgers.
WGXC.
He's in Nutty Buddies.
WGXC.
He's in your mom. He's in everybody.
Blue Plate Restaurant in Chatham, the Red Dot Restaurant and Bar in Hudson, Kellner Cafe at the Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson, Dalton's Donuts in Cairo, Hilo in Catskill, and Little Deb's Oasis in Hudson are some of the restaurants WGXC has broadcast from.
He's in the young, the old, the fat, the skinny, the white, the black, the brown, and the blue. People got
WGXC
in them too.
WGXC
is in everybody out there. Everybody's got
WGXC
in them.
WGXC
he is everywhere.
WGXC
he is everything.
WGXC
he is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the big easy's out of you and me.
Caro Town Park, Oakdale Lake in Hudson, Dutchman's Landing Park in Catskill, some of the parks that WGXC has broadcast from.
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king.
Cairo Town Hall, Hudson City Hall, the Greene County Legislature, and the Columbia County Board of Supervisors are some of the town halls WGXC has broadcast from. Chatham Library, the Cairo Library, the Catskill Library, the Hudson Library, WGXC has broadcast from.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. Time has come to talk that little bit of
WGXC
inside of you. Talk to it. Call it up.
WGXC.
Heal me. Save me.
WGXC.
The Hudson Farmers Market, the Catskill Farmers Market, WGXC has broadcast from.
That's right. You got that
WGXC
inside of you, and he's talking to you. He says he wants you to
donate.
Everybody got to
donate.
Sing like the king.
Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, the Stair Galleries in Hudson, Magpie Bookstore in Catskill, Rita Bowers Resort in Round Top, Stack's Pub in Cairo, M&J's Hair Studio in Hudson, Hudson Lodge, Half Moon in Hudson, the Beverly in Kingston, the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie, and the Cannonball Factory in Hudson are some of the businesses WGXC has broadcast from.
Like the king. Get that leg going now. Get your lip, too.
Columbia Green Memorial Hospital, the Greene County Council on the Arts, Evergreen Hall Co-Arc in Valencia, Catskill Senior Center, the Catskill Community Center, the Hudson Youth Center, the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson, and Basilica Hudson are some of the nonprofits WGXC has broadcast from.
Everybody! Yeah, we're rocking now.
WGXC.
This is with us. He's with us and he's speaking to us. He says, people! He says, people! Everybody! Everybody gotta
donate.
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see that the big easy's out of you and me.
Imagine me I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world would be. So very fine, so happy together. I can see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be...
WGXC 90.7 FM. You can call 697-7400 or go to WGXC.org online. Hey there, have you contributed to your local community radio station lately? Would you? A contribution. Have you made your latest contribution to WGXC?
No.
Would you like to? You have to a check or two check?
Sound question, a lot of what I'm interested in knowing is how is it going at the church and where are you?
We are on the side in the basement.
Right.
A beautiful new.
I should let you know.
Yeah, because you got to watch your language. Yes, exactly. We are live here at the Hudson Farmers Market, speaking to a person who's purchasing farm goods.
Absolutely, happily.
Looking over the T-shirts, we have T-shirts for sale. And here we are, WGXC 90.7. Yeah, a couple different designs. Oh, Slay Diddy is getting his salesperson on.
Well, I was looking at the hands-on, and I was happy to see
one?
Where you placed it.
Yes, yes.
Great.
Yeah, no.
Because otherwise it would not... Oh!
That's, yeah. Oh.
Very groovy.
Yeah, see, caught her eye. That's right. We got
you.
Oh, no. It cannot be. It cannot be. Big Vern himself. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Big Vern.
How much coffee did you have today, Tom?
You guys are great.
That's right from Vern saying we are great today. Maybe we need to revamp the afternoon shows. Vern and Ellen for the older crowd. And Slay and Tom for the young folks.
You mean mature, don't you?
I agree with mature. Tom, you just got to calm down a little bit.
I can't. Calm down. What makes you think I'm excited?
You are so loud, I can't even hear Slay.
Sorry. But sorry, Slay.
You're aggressive, and I like that. You're aggressive.
Tell him what happened. $20, right?
The T-shirt, $20. You mean about Michelle Hughes's comment?
Yes, tell them what happened.
Well, we had a throwdown of sorts. We asked somebody who listens to the Wednesday and Thursday Day show, which she preferred, and she reluctantly admitted, because I was here, that she preferred... Oh,
yeah, I heard. I was clapping in the car. That's when you asked the lady about her fiancé that was just randomly out here at the farmer's market.
Yep. Well, you know, I'll push the microphone a little bit closer. We don't actually have a mic here today, folks.
But I'm just,
we're innovative.
This is the 21st century.
This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your signal to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and I have a note for our listeners. ARRL Audio News will not be distributed next week, July 6th, due to the Independence Day holiday. We will resume on July 13th. The Baker Island KH1-KH7Z de-expedition team arrived at the uninhabited South Pacific Atoll on June 26th at local sunrise, following a 4-day sea voyage. The KH1-KH7Z team went on the air on June 27th with 3 stations. The team reported that island conditions are extremely hot and difficult. Despite rough wave action, the crew of the Naya was able to offload all tents, generators, and emergency supplies. After the initial landing left the team exhausted, a fresh crew arrived to put up the tents for sleeping and move radio antennas and generators to the storage and operating tents. On their first night, heavy showers and wind took down 3 antennas, but those have since been repaired. The KH1, KH7Z stations will be operating split at all times, so hams are reminded not to call on the operator's transmitting frequency. FT8 operation is planned using the FT8 de-expedition mode. Stations should have WSJTX version 1.9.1 installed and be in hound mode. Check the appropriate box under the Advanced tab in the WSJTX file/settings menu. Plans also call for the de-expedition to be very active on 60 meters. Computer problems have prevented the uploading of logs, but the team is working to correct the issues. A team of young radio amateurs will be on the air from Market Reef Lighthouse as OJ0C from July 21st until July 28th, and again from August 18th until August 25th. The lighthouse is nearly at sea level, and waves have been known to cover the entire reef. The Finnish Lighthouse Society and the Amateur Radio League of Finland, in conjunction with ODX Foundation and DX University, have organized the first-ever International Youth at Sea Cultural Exchange-Based Radio Activity, which could become a regular annual event. The annual Original 13 Colonies special event will mark its 10th anniversary this year. The event gets underway on July 1st at 1300 UTC and runs through July 8th at 0400 UTC. Event manager Kenneth Vallone, KU2US, reports that more than 127,000 contacts took place during the 2017 event, which was down from 139,772,000 in 2016, owing in part to poor band conditions. Special event stations with a 1x1 call signs will represent the original 13 U.S. colonies, plus bonus stations WM3PEN in Philadelphia and GB13COL in Durham, England. Each special event station will have its own QRZ.com profile page. Participating stations try to contact all 13 colony stations, plus the two bonus stations. Call signs in their respective states are K2A New York, K2B Virginia, K2C Rhode Island, K2D Connecticut, K2E Delaware, K2F Maryland, K2G Georgia, K2H Massachusetts, K2I New Jersey, K2J North Carolina, K2K New Hampshire, K2L South Carolina, and K2M Pennsylvania. Hamvention General Chair Ron Kramer, KD8ENJ, told ARRL this week that the 2018 event was judged to be a success with more than 28,000 attendees. Kramer said there was a slight decline in attendance compared to last year, but he believes this was due to some people waiting to hear about the upgrades that were made. Hamvention's 2018 theme was Amateur Radio, Serving the Community, and the event highlighted emergency communication forums, many put on by ARRL, plus a big display of emergency communication vehicles. This was a year of fine-tuning the event through critique sessions with committee chairs and evaluating comments, compliments, and criticisms from first-year Xenia attendees and vendors, Kramer said. Kramer expressed his appreciation to Greene County, Xenia Township, and the City of Xenia, as well as to the nearly 800 volunteers for their assistance. As part of upgrades to the ARES program, ARRL will phase out traditional hard copy report forms later this year in favor of ARES Connect, a new volunteer management communication and reporting system. The system, in beta testing since March in 4 ARRL sections with large ARES organizations, will allow ARES members to log information for ARRL field organization handling, but it does not change how ARES serves partner organizations. ARES training also is due for enhancement. The ARES upgrade goals include aligning the ARES organizational structure with the National Incident Management System and Incident Command System. Emergency coordinators will continue to lead ARES teams during an incident with support from district and section emergency coordinators. Changes would encompass additional mandatory training to include ARRL emergency communications courses and the now standard FEMA NIMS/ICS courses. Other specialty training could include Skywarn and agency-specific programs. The training levels attained would dovetail with three new levels of ARES participation. Level 1 would be comprised of all entering the program with no training while progressing through the ARRL Emergency Communications Training and the FEMA Independent Study courses. Level 2 would be attained upon successful completion of these courses and would be considered the standard level for ARES participants. Level 3 would be attained upon completion of the advanced FEMA courses IS 300 and 400, which would qualify candidates for ARES leadership positions. Level 1 participants would be able to fulfill most ARES duties with a target of attaining Level 2 in 1 year. Level 2, the standard participant level, would permit participant access to most incident sites and emergency operations centers. Level 3 would convey full access as granted by the authority having jurisdiction, plus qualifications for ARES leadership. It's been proposed that ARRL provide a basic ARES ID, which would convey recognition of registration with ARES nationally and indicate level of training, but convey no guarantee of site access. The authority having jurisdiction in an incident could grant an additional ID or pass for site access.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
We have a rare grid expedition coming up July 6th through the 8th to EL84. This is an almost all-wet grid and is actually the one grid in the continental U.S. with the least amount of land area. NJ4Y, N4ESS, and KE4AL will be traveling to Fort Jefferson on Garden Key, which is part of the Dry Tortugas Island chain. They will be operating HF, 6 meters, and satellite. They will be concentrating on AO7 and FO29 due to their larger footprint. They will not be able to operate every pass. If you visit their website, k4r2018.com, there's a link to all the available satellite passes on all the satellites. You will see why they cannot work every single one of them. There are a lot with the satellites that are available. They will upload logs to LOTW as soon as possible after the expedition. Thanks to the guys for making this trip for us. It's going to be a rare one. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and this is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, June 29th. Well, as the saying goes, nothing good lasts forever. Last week's spotty sun has now gone utterly spotless. As a result, the solar flux index has edged down somewhat to about 70. This is going to make it that much harder to work the Baker Island D expedition. Your best chances may occur on 80, 60, or 40 meters late at night or in the wee hours of the morning local time. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be reasonably stable most of the time, and that'll help somewhat. On VHF and UHF, there is tropoducting reported on 2 meters and up in a zone that stretches from roughly South Dakota east to Pennsylvania. Folks in South Texas are reporting substantial openings as well.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.
Gonna get some records. Gonna get some records. Gonna get some records for my baby.
Mr. Record Man, get this record for me, won't you please?
I should keep records of these things.
The WGXC Record Fair 2018 is coming back Sunday, September 16th at the Basilica Hudson.
Sharon Jones of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and you're tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra. Come on, y'all, get sold up, get on down with the sound of the town.
Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue. Energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access. Don't keep it to yourself. Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message, and we'll play it on the air. Leave a 3-minute message, 518-291-9492, with your take for all you hear. Again, that number is 518-291-9492. To leave a 3-minute message that may be played on All Together Now. Thanks for getting involved in your local community.
WGXC 90.7 FM. You can call 697-7400. Or go to WGXC.org online. Hey there, have you contributed to your local community radio station lately? Would you? A contribution. Have you made your latest contribution to WGXC?
No.
Would you like to?
Yeah.
You have to a check or two check?
I'm pushing her a lot, buddy. What I'm interested in knowing is, how is it going at the church, and where are you?
We are on the side in the basement.
Right.
And a beautiful new,
I should let
you
know.
Yeah, because you got to watch your language. Yes, exactly. We are live here at the Hudson Farmers Market, speaking to a person who's purchasing farm goods.
Absolutely, happily.
And looking over the T-shirts, we have T-shirts for sale. And here we are. WGXC 90.7. Yeah, a couple different designs. Oh! Slade Diddy is getting his salesperson on.
Well, I was looking at the hands-on, and I was happy to see where you placed it.
Yes, yes.
Great.
Yeah, no.
Because otherwise it would not... Oh!
That's, yeah. Oh.
Very groovy.
Yeah, see? Caught her eye. That's right. We got
you.
Oh, no. It cannot be. It cannot be. Big Vern himself. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Big Vern.
How much coffee have you had today, Tom?
You guys are great.
That's right from Vern, saying we are great today. Maybe we need to revamp the afternoon shows. Vern and Ellen for the older crowd. And Slade and Tom for the young folks.
I think you're mature, don't you?
I agree with you. Tom, you just got to calm down a little bit.
I can't. Calm down. Yeah. What makes you think I'm excited?
You are so loud, I can't even hear Slade.
Sorry. But sorry, Slade.
You're aggressive, and I like that. You're aggressive.
Tell him what happened. $20, right?
The T-shirt, $20. You mean about Michelle Hughes's comment?
Yes. Tell him what happened.
Well, we had a throwdown of sorts. We asked somebody who listens to the Wednesday and Thursday Day show, which she preferred, and she reluctantly admitted, because I was here, that she preferred... Oh.
Yeah, I heard. I was clapping in the car. That's when you asked the lady about her fiancé that was just randomly out here at the farmer's market.
Yep. Well, you know, I'll push the microphone a little bit closer. We don't actually have a mic here today, folks.
But this is a setup right here.
We're innovative.
We're innovative. This is the 21st century.
Next, we have these reports.
Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies in town halls that he attended or not. The 538.com website currently reports that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 89.4% of the time, up slightly from last week.
Dan Freeman is reporting for the Times Union on the SNAP work requirement contained in the federal bill that U.S. Representative John Faso voted for last week. The measure passed the House June 21st on a narrow 213-211 vote. As approved, the measure would expand the already existing work requirements for able-bodied recipients under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP.
Anyone between the ages of 18 and 59 would be mandated to work or to participate in job training for at least 20 hours a week. The new bill raises the previous age limit by 10 years from 49 to 59. A Congressional Budget Office analysis of the bill found it would result in trimming $9 billion nationwide from the program over a decade. Other estimates say it would result in 1 million people losing the benefit. The House version of the bill, Friedman writes, and I quote, is likely to get roughed up in the Senate, end quote, where Democrat votes would be required to win approval. Agriculture Committee member Kirsten Gillibrand said she would fight to keep the House SNAP measure out of the Senate bill. She said, and I quote, I am disturbed that House Republicans, including some from our own state, want to make it even harder for struggling families to put food on the table. And I think this plan is a blatant example of how out of touch Congress is about poverty in our country, end quote. In response to the criticism, Faso said, and I quote, this doesn't reduce eligibility for SNAP. It simply says you should be in training or at work to receive benefits, if able-bodied. This is not grapes of wrath, end quote. With 2.8 million recipients, New York has the fourth largest SNAP population in the nation. About 60% of New York SNAP recipients live in New York City. In Faso's 19th congressional district, 10% of the population receives SNAP compared to 15% statewide. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that after House Republicans, including Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted last week to pass a farm bill that cuts food stamp benefits, the Senate is taking up their own version of the bill this week. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has offered an amendment to the bill for a new grant program investing in efforts to launch local companies and create new jobs. Gillibrand said, and I quote, it would promote investment in our rural communities. It would make it much easier for entrepreneurs in our rural areas to get the capital that they need to start up and grow, and it would finally stop the trend of jobs leaving rural New York, end quote. The House barely passed the farm bill last week, 213 to 211. The Senate is expected to vote on their version this week before July 4th holiday. And you can read the full story at Mid-Hudson News Network.
Chris McKenna reports that the fray that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, voted against a hardline immigration bill June 21st that was defeated 231 to 193, with Democrats and 40 other Republicans voting against. House leaders then delayed a vote on a less conservative immigration proposal until next week. Quote, for too many years and administrations, Washington has failed to address how to secure our borders while also ensuring our immigration policies are humane and address the real challenges our border enforcement officers face every day, unquote, Faso said in a statement. Quote, we need to improve border security, resolve the status of the DACA population, and enact other reforms such as ending the diversity lottery and unlimited chain migration, unquote. The president wondered why the congresspeople were even bothering to vote. Quote, Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and congressmen, women in November, unquote, Donald Trump tweeted June 21st. Read the full story at The Fray.
Steve Montgomery reports at WRGB. Representative John R. Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, thinks lawmakers in Washington can pass an immigration bill by July the 4th. Faso said, and I quote, I'm hopeful we can move this through the House so we can get action in the Senate. Kicking the can down the road is what happens in Washington, and that's not what I want to do, end quote. Faso may not be alone in his assessment that Congress will act before it leaves town for vacation June 28th. Almost 3,000 children have been separated from their parents, and congressional observers do not believe this Congress can get anything done on the issue. Last week, Faso voted against a hardline immigration bill that was defeated 231 to 193 with Democrats and 40 other Republicans voting against. A more moderate bill may be voted on this week in the House, but the Senate and the President will probably not rush into action on the issue. Democrat Congressman Paul Tonko, who represents all of Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, said, and I quote, after days of watching these children in anguish, living in just about cages, is such a black mark on our image as a nation, end quote. You can read the full story at the WRGB website. On June 27th, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted for a Republican immigration bill that 112 Republicans voted against. The bill failed with 301 votes against, including all Democrats. Last week, Faso voted against a hardline immigration bill that was defeated 231 to 193 with Democrats and 40 Republicans voting against. Paul Tonko, the Democrat who represents Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, voting against both bills. The Border Security and Immigration Reform Act of 2018, which failed this week, was said to be a compromise measure, although it received fewer votes. Paso tweeted, and I quote, "Our immigration system is broken, and today the House failed to take meaningful steps to fix it by rejecting the compromise bill. This bill would have ensured parents and children stay together, strengthen border security, and resolve DACA," end quote. There was discussion of quickly voting on a narrow bill to end the separation of migrant children. There was discussion of quickly voting on a narrow bill to end the separation of migrant children from their parents at the border before Congress takes July 4th holiday break. But now that seems unlikely. Antonio Delgado won the 19th Congressional District Democratic primary election June 26th. With 22% of the vote over six other candidates, according to unofficial results. More than twice as many Democrats turned out for this vote compared to 2016 when Zephyr Teachout beat Will Yandick. Delgado now faces Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, in November. The complete results of the primary election can be found on the WGXC website, wgxc.org. Antonio Delgado won the Democratic congressional primary in New York's 19th district June 26. He and his opponent in November, John Faso, both released statements after results were announced. Delgado said in part, and I quote, "We have taken the first step toward restoring dignity and integrity to our representation in New York 19. The people have spoken loudly and clearly. More than ideology, more than identity, more than class or background, we can all stand tall behind unifying principles that our country was founded upon: freedom, justice, equality, and opportunity for all." Faso quickly went on the attack, writing in part, and I quote, "Delgado will cast his first general election vote for Congress in our district after just moving here from New Jersey. He will soon learn, as the last two Democratic candidates for Congress before him, that our neighbors do not look kindly upon candidates who have just moved into our district and presume to represent us," end quote.
Faso released a campaign video this week. Here's the audio from that.
"Hi, this is Congressman John Faso. The general election campaign for Congress in the 19th district will begin next week. I'm running for re-election on the Republican, Conservative, Independence, and Reform Party lines, and I'm asking for your support. I fought hard for veterans, for our farmers, protecting senior citizens on Social Security and Medicare, and also ensuring that we've got a strong national defense. I've also led the way and sponsored legislation that's passed the House that will crack down on the flow of illegal synthetic fentanyl coming into our country, which killed 20,000 Americans last year. I've also been ranked as one of the most bipartisan members of the House of Representatives. I've got a record that I'm proud of, and I hope to win your support this November 6th. Thank you so much, and God bless America."
Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue: energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access? Don't keep it to yourself. Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message, and we'll play it on the air. Leave a 3-minute message, 518-291-9492, with your take for all you hear. Again, that number is 518-291-9492. To leave a 3-minute message that may be played on All Together Now. Thanks for getting involved in your local community.
Thank you.
the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Audrey Matot reports in the Greenville Pioneer that Durham Town Clerk Jeanette Partridge pointed out the problem with having three town board members on the town's Comprehensive Plan Committee at a town board meeting on June 5th. If three out of five members of a town board are on the town committee, that makes a quorum, which requires minutes to be taken. Partridge wants a stipend for the extra work, but she also said government officials say this creates a, and I quote, sticky situation, end quote, where three members could take action without knowledge of the rest of the board. Joan Breslin, Nick Nahas, and Linda Sutton are the three members of both boards. She said she talked with other officials who said, and I quote, they are surprised that it was advised for you to do that. They said the best thing would be for one of you to step down, and you could still go sit in the audience, but you should only have two board members on the committee because you can take action, end quote. Past town clerk and current court clerk Chris Coles confirmed that she saw a similar problem when working for the town of Coeymans. Town Supervisor Sean Marriott said, and I quote, we'll look into it as we go. As things come up, we'll fix them and keep progressing. We want to do things correctly, end quote. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Aaron Kelly in USA Today reports that on June 28th, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted for a resolution, and I quote, insisting, end quote, that the Justice Department turn over many documents by July 6th about the ongoing investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and possible collusion between the president's campaign and the Russians. All Republicans voted for the resolution. All Democrats voted against. Republicans made clear this is a part of an attempt to end the investigation into the president's campaign. Mark Meadows, a South Carolina-based Republican, said, and I quote, when we get these documents, we believe that they will do away with this whole fiasco of what they call the Russian-Trump collusion because there wasn't any, end quote. Republicans said they would impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein if he doesn't comply with the request or hold him in contempt of Congress. Democrats believe the bipartisan investigation should be allowed to complete its work. Representative Adam Schiff of California said, and I quote, this is a collaboration with the president masquerading as oversight, end quote. And New York's Representative Gerald Nadler said, and I quote, if they somehow bully the Department of Justice into turning over materials that go to the core of Special Counsel Mueller's investigation, that information probably would be shared with the subjects of the investigation, mainly the president, end quote. You read the full story in USA Today. On June 29th, Congress began the July 4th holiday, when most legislators go back to their districts to meet with constituents, but Representative John Faso does not have anything at all listed on the public schedule on his website. The Kinderhook-based Republican has not listed any public events on his website for over 6 months. The Delaware County Scope Group, however, has publicized a July 21st Faso appearance, that is, at a rally for the Second Amendment pro-gun rights event at 11 a.m. at the Courthouse Square in Delhi. Chris Tague, the Republican State Assemblyman from the 102nd District, is also listed in attendance at the event. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the Ichabod Crane School Board is talking about adding bullet restraint film and glass and other improvements to its schools. At a July 19th meeting, the board talked about a possible $15 million capital improvement project that district business manager Michael Brennan said was the, and I quote, largest project that's been done here in quite some time, end quote. The proposal also includes a new road connecting the primary school to the other two school buildings, as well as replacing temporary walls in the classroom pods in the elementary wing of the middle school building, updating science classrooms in the high school, and changing to artificial turf on one of the sports fields. Brennan said that, and I quote, some debt falling off the books, end quote, in 2021 means the spending won't have a large impact on property owners' school taxes. A proposed timeline would have the proposal before voters in December and, if approved, work would start in 2020 and would be completed by 2022. A second phase would have another $15 million in spending. The Ichabod Crane School Board will hold a workshop meeting on the project at 7 p.m. July 24th in the high school library. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, public meetings, and other information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a hot Saturday, high near 92 and a low around 71. Sunday should also be very hot, with a high near 95, low around 70. And Monday should be hot again, with a high near 93 and a low around 71. Timer for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported Creative Community Radio.
Okay, folks. I can feel us closing in on the $25,000 goal. It's like creeping in right now. The daily goal is $2,100, and this show's goal is $250. So we're getting close on this last little throes of the Monday afternoon show. We're rocking and rolling. The number is 518-697-7400. Just counting on you to give us a call. 518-697-7400. They might kick me off the air if I don't raise that. But they might kick me off the air anyways. So let's just get this thing going. Keep it going, folks. Very, very importante. Mucho importante para todo los personas. It's independent media. It's community radio. I mean, listen to this stuff. Come on. You just don't get that, folks. Bring it. 518-697-7400.
Saturday, there are special programs all day during the Transmission Arts broadcast on WGXC and Waveform Standing Wave Radio. Nothing Is Real Radio Hour is on at 11 a.m. with more Ocracoke recordings, and at 8 p.m. tune into the Saturday Night Special, an echolocation show about the Dawn Chorus.
Tell us how you really feel.
Tell us how you really feel. You could tell us how you really feel. Fun fact, you could do that by calling a number. It's an easy number to call, 518-697-7400.
Do that by sending us money.
You can tell us how it is.
Tell us what you really like about us.
Tell us how you feel.
You know, send us in, donate some money.
Donate to money.
And send us in some requests, and maybe we'll play them.
That's not a number for requests.
Oh darn,
that's the wrong number for requests. So you can't do that. I mean, if you
is there
if you
a right
it,
number for requests?
There is
do they
a right
just
number.
Call your home phone.
No, they could call a number for requests, but then really? There'd be two different numbers going. It's always hard to do requests during pledge drives.
That's very cool. Okay.
If you do have requests, if you're like you have to play this song, then you could tell whoever picks up the phone, and then the person who picks up the phone could call here and be like, "You've got a request," and it's a whole ordeal.
Okay, so for now, let's just worry about the money.
The money, yeah, 518-69. You gotta get us the money.
518-69. What's the money, Lebowski?
I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
The number is 518-697-7400. You can also go online from your smartphone or smart device or your dumb device, as the case may be. My parents just, quote-unquote, upgraded their smartphones to flip phones. And
Willie's coming. We got it.
We're going to talk about him quick. Man, Willie. He's just... Willie.
Yeah, it's Willie.
Yeah.
We're live on the radio right now. We're
talking
on air
about
talking about you.
You got solo cups?
Yeah, I got cups.
You can't really put coffee in solo cups.
Why
you
not?
You
can put
because
coffee in
plastic.
Anything you want.
Do you want me to go get more cups?
Kind of.
No, don't get more cups. No.
I'll get more cups.
Don't worry about it.
No, I'll get more cups. It's okay.
Okay.
We were just telling people about how you can go online from all sort of different devices to wgxc.org/donate.
Yep.
To donate.
Yep.
And I was also saying my parents just got flip phones, and they're actually able to very primitively browse the web on them.
Wow.
Like I was like, Mom, what are you doing? You've been sitting there like going at it on your phone for like, 10 minutes. I'm on Facebook.
What?
How are you on Facebook?
Who's on Facebook on a flip phone?
That thing looks like a technological fossil. It should be in the natural...
That thing could only run MySpace.
MySpace. It only has the space to run MySpace.
Like, that looks like it should be in the Technological History Museum in New York.
Jeez.
I could see that being something in Futurama.
Like it probably wouldn't be. Because that's just like, I mean, that's 1,000 years.
It's probably already in a museum.
Send in your answers now. Do you think 1,000 years is long enough
to
make a museum?
Where are you going to send in your answers? The number doesn't go to us, Sam. That you can't. No. That it doesn't work.
It's a joke. Don't actually send in your answers.
Instead of sending in your answers, send in your money.
Okay.
Wait, where did my...
How many times am I going to say send in and you're going to correct me to money?
A lot, Sam. Okay. Right. Here we go. Here's something. If you do want to physically send something, if you enjoy sending physical documents, you can mail a check to 5662 Route 23, Akron, New York, 12405.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at WGXC.org, including some of these events.
Monday, July 2nd, the Cairo Town Board meets at 7 p.m. The public is encouraged to attend all local town meetings. And if you've got a phone in your pocket, we urge you to take that phone out. Make a recording or do a live web stream of the town meeting. WGXC will share it with everyone. You make a recording. You know, there's lots of different recording apps you can use on your phone. Recording. Email us at info@wgxc.org. We'll make it easy for you to share that recording with your entire community. We'll try to get the recording on the radio. And we'll at least put it online at wgxc.org in the archives where everyone can hear it if they need to. We also have a free WGXC app in the App Store, and it allows you to transmit those meetings to the website. You'll hear it. Everyone will hear it on every WGXC webpage at that Listen Now button, the top of the page on every WGXC.org webpage. The Cairo Town Board meeting, 7 p.m., Monday, July 2nd. Bobby Previtt's Double Trio performs Monday, July 2nd at the Club Helsinki in Hudson. Two organs and two saxophones in Bobby Previtt's Double Trio. That's 8 p.m. Club Helsinki, Monday, July 2nd. Tuesday, July 3rd, there's a Catskill Town Board meeting. WGXC will webcast this meeting for you with the town of Catskill. You can find the live web stream of the Catskill Town Board meeting at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, July 3rd on the Catskill Town website or on the WGXC website. Any of the WGXC website pages, click on Listen Now at the top of the page. Scroll down to find the Catskill Town Board meeting at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, July 3rd. Wednesday, July 4th is a holiday, so there's not much officially going on, but there are some events. Like at the Claremont State Historic Site, they're having an old-fashioned Independence Day there with reenactors, 18th century crafts, music, food, entertainment,